Since now the temple has begun functioning, I think we should try to make a strong center, because Prabhupada came here in San Francisco and started that temple, but then because of several reasons, then the temple had to move to Berkeley. Now it is nice to expand. But now Berkeley Temple also can develop nicely, but at the same time, and in San Francisco has a historic significance in our movement. So now I think it's up to us to make it a very widely known as Prabhupada wanted, and especially in the temple, a role in the community is to at least develop the mood that Prabhupada had. Especially in San Francisco, I think we see in the Lamrita 3 mainly all about San Francisco activities. So one of the main activities in San Francisco is this Jagannath Festival. So Jagannath Festival, although it may not be so big this year because of the, you know, this temple is just new here, I think if we all concentrate how to at least develop that festival program, Sri Lajana festival program during the Rotsujatra festival. So there should be the unique yearly event, the biggest event in San Francisco. But I think also it will be nice to do it in the summertime, not so late, you know, because of course Jagannath Puri, this is called New Jagannath Puri. Jagannath Puri has a specific in the festival date, and this is a in the regular calendar. Of course, our Jagannath festivals are spread out all over the year. Of course, for festival purpose, it's okay, but I think the main significance is to coincide with the during the Jagannath festival. That's generally in the month of June or July. Regular festivals, similar this year falls on 23rd of June. It's the main festival in India, all over India. This is the on this date all over, even in Calcutta also. Of course, in Bombay they do it like in the West, but in India the main significant, most important date is this regular festival time, usually in the month of June and July. So if we do June and July here, let's say yearly, that won't also conflict with so many other, let's say, Rotsujatra festivals like the maybe one in Los Angeles, but usually it's sometime in the month of August, isn't it? A little later. So that way, you know, if we do a little earlier here, so the Jagannath festival would be the main festival in the West, in San Francisco. It should be the biggest festival. That way, you know, if the temple expands properly, and we have a nice management, then eventually this should be just like New Vrindavan. Srila Bhaktipada is doing some nice yearly event now, like in September, something like that. He has some festival. And similarly, here our yearly festival will be Jagannath festival. That will be, you know, in line with Prabhupada's vision and desire. And then it can be, of course, like Los Angeles doing big. And similarly, I don't see any reason why, you know, if we can develop nicely, you know, this should be bigger. You know, because, you know, San Francisco is the new Jagannath Puri, and it has all the opulences, and there's the replica of Jagannath Puri. So, and also, you know, this people around here in the Bay Area, you know, they have a special, they should have a special attachment for Lord Jagannath. So that way everybody should know that we have this big festival already installed. And so that people will be, every year people will be, you know, waiting, you know, when it's going to be the festival. Like, what is that, some years ago, this the Eliodo, what is it, Mayor Eliodo, they declared that Jagannath, some Jagannath Day, or some, you know, Rotsujatra Day. So like that, you know, there's a great significance in the Bay Area. So I think that needs to be, you know, somehow understood, you know, in the eyes of all the communities, like, you know, everyone involved. This would be a great opportunity for all of us to contemplate on that and then how to implement it. That's one area. I think with the development of the temple, I feel that you can begin to do some Indian programs, some Indian community. That means, say, inviting some families around here. Because normally, you know, the Indian ladies are very attracted to the nice deity. So if we have a nice deity installed, and let's say, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu will be very soon coming, in the month of August. And then begin to at least invite some Indian communities around the Bay Area, and they will begin to visit. And especially the Indian ladies are very attracted, and then they will bring, you know, some donations. And not only that, I mean, they will just by their visit here, it will be much more. The activity will be much more widely spread. Community, not only Indians, but that's one thing that I'm suggesting, because I heard that there is a large Indian community in the Bay Area, especially in San Francisco. So I think if we make a little effort, that will be, you know, also coming. Then taking a little more responsibility on the part of its a member in the community, like the household, families, and everyone included, that they can begin to take certain responsibilities, like every Sunday, every Sunday or some festival, some like feast. I think it will be good to have a little consciousness built in, especially among the household communities, to do something nice for the temple, like a nice little prasad, special prasad program for like special items made. And that way there will be much more harmonious and a cooperative effort that's very required for the overall development of this community project. And I think that's regarding the temple. I think if we develop these things, I think a little more understanding with the serving Prabhupada's mood here in San Francisco, we can get all the maybe information from Lilamrita. We can read through very carefully what how Prabhupada was doing here in San Francisco. And then I think if we just apply it, then I think we'll probably get all the visions that Prabhupada had, and that way I think it will be a great service for the whole society, and I think it will be a great contribution. So, and then we can have our Sankirtan program is not so much expanded yet because everyone is busy, especially the restaurant program, the three restaurants going, tells that everyone. Or you don't have enough manpower at the moment. So it's also this program is also very important, preaching program. But plus side by side, if we can also, that will be Rupa Manohar's duty, that maybe we can have a small bhakti program begin, and then trying to do a little Sankirtan program. That because San Francisco, my recollection about San Francisco is that we used to go out this Harinam party. Sankirtan, it is in San Francisco. It is one of the most important activities in the Bay Area. And then you have these nice areas for distributing prasad and books and something like that. That will be mainly temple activity. And if we can also develop that, I think it will be a great expansion to the to our Christian program here. So I think that needs to be, of course, it may take a little time, but I think we have some effort. I think it will be successful now since we have a temple. We can have a small bhakta training program. And that way it will be very useful for all of us expanding in different fields of our Christian activity. That we develop those things step by step to the contribution to the community. And the nice prasad program. Since we have all these restaurants going, so we can develop the best recipe of the society. Because Trey has all these three restaurants. And in these restaurants, we can develop the nicest Krishna conscious recipes, and that can be transmitted through the temple program, and sometimes a nice book on the best recipe to make the best rasagulla. Like Tirupati has this ladu. Ladu is this big, and nobody has that type of ladu in India. They have ladu display, it's called Tirupati ladu, and it sells 3 rupees each, goes by the millions every week. Everyone who comes there, they get about 3 or 4 ladus, go by the millions. Not only ladu, they have a big pakora, bora, this is like a full moon size, this big, round, and it's like hard like a rock, and that also sells 3 rupees. Called a Tirupati Napakora, special. And everybody's and ordering and looking for it. And everybody who visits there, they buy it, and it becomes even a good income for this, for the whole temple. Like you can have, doing all this nice service, plus, and it should be also aim for lasting contribution. So I think these things could be developed from the restaurant programs and then applied to the temple, and sometimes there can be a special prasad available for selling, like some little sweet, like a little. People come. That will happen when the Indians come. Let's say if about 100 or 200 Indians come, always they will buy these things. They'll pay anything. But so it will be a good income for the Didi. In India, the Didis are self-sufficient. The Didis, just by being there, so many donations come to the Didi. Like in Bombay, Narottam is making more than self-sufficient. He's loaning money Lakshmi to the temple. Just the Lakshmi coming from the Didi, the Didi has its own bank account, and everything in for the Didi, everything is coming for the donation to the Didi, it takes care. So the Didi has a lot of Lakshmi, and so it takes care about the dresses, about the ornaments, everything. And he's lending money even to the, he's lakhs of rupees now. It's Narottam in Bombay.
I think we should put a box for donation.
Also here we can put a little like that. But when these Indians mainly come, they normally always give some donation to the Didi. So Didi will be eventually more than self-sufficient, because that's what happens. And I think in the West, I think we haven't seen much of that, but I think we can really develop nicely so that Didi takes care of everything. So when a strong Didi worship is going on, normally things are taken care of. That's how I was maintained in India. All the Didis, including Vrindavan, everything is maintained by the Didi. But here in the West, it's just the opposite. I mean, because we don't have a strong Didi-centered program, like the evening the programs. So eventually, when things are a little improved here, we can also institute this evening program here. Evening program have a nice arati, and then that will happen when there are many bhaktas here, new bhaktas. And then Bhagavad Gita class, and nice prasad, like milk, like that. And then little dialogue on Krishna consciousness. Then you take rest, then your dream will be all flooded with desire for advancing Krishna consciousness. So that is also required. When you install these things, I think things will go, will be a lot of improved. Of course, it will take a little time, but these are some of the thoughts that make a nice Vyasasana for Prabhupada. It can be done soon. It may not be very big, because the temple is small, so maybe just a little, not so big, but just suitable to this area. And even if we don't have a murti, you can have a little nice picture of Prabhupada. And then I think that way also it will be maximum improvement. Maybe within the next month, within this month or so, okay, install it.
One thing I wanted to mention was the neighbors have been complaining again about the kirtan being too loud. So we're going to have to watch that for a little while. Amrish has graciously made a donation so that we can soundproof the temple room, and we can more naturally engage in kirtan in the early morning. But the kirtan has been too loud, especially at Guru Puj. It's not so much the singing as it is the instruments, the danga and the too many kartals. So if you can watch that, try to keep the kartals down to one pair and lighten up on the drum. And I think you'll be able to make it without having any trouble with the landlord, because we're just renting here. And we can have a lot of trouble with the landlord if the other tenants start complaining to the landlord. There's even a possibility that we could get evicted. So we have to be very careful about that so we don't have a lawyer at our door soon. And then we'll get the place soundproof and we won't have to worry anymore.
The place soundproof, this site,
yeah.
Mainly?
Mm-hmm. And the door, that door. And also put a door up there and there. And maybe do a little in the kitchen outside, soundproofing.
What about the kitchen in the evening? In the Sunday? Oh,
the kitchen in the evening's okay.
In the morning hours?
Yeah, they're getting the waking up.